This is DTC, Dudes Talking Comics. Here at DTC, we're a podcast dedicated to all things comics. Comic books, comic movies, and comic TV shows. This week, the dudes get together to discuss the movie Deadpool 2.
Well, hello. Thank you for joining us in this week's episode of Dudes Talking Comics. My name is Angel, and I'm joined here with two other hosts. Who else is here?
What's up? It's Maurice.
TK in the house.
Yeah, so it seems like every time Maurice introduces himself, he needs to follow with a giggle. That's your thing, I guess.
Maybe because I get so excited. That's what it is.
This is the highlight of your week.
I think so, bro. I was twirling my toes waiting for this phone call, man.
Yeah, well, it's good. I mean, I guess we all enjoy this. I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of enjoy it, I guess.
we have to force you to get on the phone sometimes, I guess. But yeah, so this week's episode, we'll go over the Deadpool movie. Since we all watched it was just this weekend, but I mean, we'll discuss a couple other things. One in particular is our Instagram page and mm-hmm. our interaction with some other pages. And one thing in particular I want to discuss is what's going on with the DC Gram tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you that don't know, there's a page on Instagram called DC Gram, and I guess their specialty is everything DC. So Batman, Superman, the Justice League. But recently, they had started a tournament series where the first time they did it, it was just 2-on-2. So you pick two heroes to battle against two others, and I guess the followers voted to see who the winners were. But I get this is our second time, and we're already out.
Are we? Wait a minute, we're already out?
Yeah. I guess every day they have different battles, and I was looking up just to see what the results of our last one were, mm-hmm. and we lost. So.
Oh man, I mean, what are your initial thoughts? Because I'll be reading some of these comments, and half of these people don't even know what the hell they're talking about. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so let me just break down exactly what happened. So especially this tournament was three supervillains. It was a team of supervillains. So you had three members, and of those three members, you had to pick a scout. No, I'm sorry, a leader,
mm-hmm.
a scout, and the muscle. So yeah. I mean the power guy. And what was our team again?
Well, our team, which was not even our top three, you know, I have my son next to me showing me the Instagram page, and yes, we did get eliminated, motherfuckers. Yo. Anyway, so we settled with Owlman, Amazo, which wasn't even the correct Amazo, and
saw that coming.
Brother Blood, who was like my 20th pick. A villain.
Yeah, but I've never heard of Brother Blood. Who's Brother Blood?
You know where I found out about him? Season 2 or 3 of Arrow. He just popped up into my head, Brother Blood. And you know, they contact you privately and they ask you to pick your team. They were doing it one by one. So I did get my first pick I didn't. It was supposed to be Deathstroke. So we ended up with Owlman. Then my second pick was easy because he ended up picking it quick, which was Amazo. My third pick, which TK, what was it? A scout that I couldn't.
Yeah, get. it was a scout,
and I kept throwing out names out there, and then I had like you guys kind of like messaging me, giving me other names and stuff, and I just couldn't get the final one, and then we settled with Brother Blood. So yeah, that was the team we had.
So did we figure out what the scout like? What's the job of the scout? Is he just like? A guy that gathers information and like,
I guess that was, I think he just made it more confusing just putting that up there, like the description. You know what? If I'm gonna pick three characters, I'm gonna pick three characters that are gonna fight and make it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if I pick Owlman, obviously in my head, I'm like, listen, Owlman, I pick him because of his leadership. He's the alternate Batman or whatever you want to call him, the other universe Batman. And, you know, off the back, I'm like, all right, he's going to control the team. Like, I don't need, you know, we don't need to be put in a position like, oh, who's your leader? Who's your scout? Like, you could see that in the, I'm not going to put Doomsday as my leader.
Yeah.
So, you get me? So it just got confusing for, I think, for a lot of people because of that.
If you want, I could read the scenario real quick to give everybody an idea of what we were battling.
Yeah, because I had some questions with that, too.
So here is the last scenario, right? The year is 2025, and Krypton has been recreated. Superman is the leader of New Krypton and has one of the world's most advanced armies at his disposal. If all three teams were to invade Krypton, which team has the best chance of conquering New Krypton and defeating Superman? So,
and his his army of Superman.
Yeah, exactly. Which? Okay, so he has three different groups battling in this world. So you have Red Hood, Power Ring, and Mongo. Then you have Hugo Strange, Enchantress, and Doomsday, and then you have us, Owlman, Brother Blood, and Amazo. And then I guess from there, he just goes by who's the comments and stuff.
Man, well...
side note, he says, whichever team has the most votes advances, side note, Superman is at full power. So how the fuck is he at full power if there's a new Krypton? I'm just saying.
I know.
And if he's at full power, all the other Supermen are in full power.
No one has a chance. No one has a chance.
Exactly.
Come on.
The only reason why I see our team being a little successful in that, and I guess everybody has their own opinion, is this: first of all, we have Owlman that's going to plan it out. So we have Owlman that's going to see and observe. Like, hey, listen, you know what? These guys are super beings. Look at them. Look how strong they are. You know, they're another Superman. He already has Ultraman in his Justice League. So I can see him studying and, you know, giving up ideas. I can't see Red Hood studying and being like, yo, you know what? Maybe we should go guns blazing.
I know. Just regular Red Hood with guns.
Yeah. So
I see that. And then...
And that eliminates Hugo Strange, too.
Yeah, that's retarded. You know, I don't even want to get into it, but Amazo, Amazo, I see him, you know, being out there because this guy is our version that we wanted was Golden.
Now, do you have an issue with the way it's structured as far as like voting or like comments?
At the end of
do you have an issue more with who's commenting with like their information or
that's the big thing right there because we don't control that and we don't control people that don't read comics or that don't know anything about comics, you know, putting their own opinion and seeing who would win. So
yeah,
well, how about, I mean, this one tournament was a little different, but I know the first one we did, we had more issues with, right? What was our team then? Do you remember?
Oh, our team was Martian
and that Hunter, was
and Shazam.
So that was a 3-on-3, correct?
It was the latest one. The latest one was a 3-on-3.
The latest one was 3-on-3, and then the first one we were in was 2-on-2.
Yeah, and that had no like scenarios or anything, and our team was Martian Manhunter and Shazam.
Yeah,
correct. And who did we end up losing to?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know we were kind of like upset about it.
It was probably Green Arrow, and I don't know.
Yo, I think it was one of those.
Green Arrow and Cheetah.
Nah. I think it was, it may have been Batman.
Oh, wait. Well, okay, hold that thought.
Uh-oh.
The eventual winners were Superman and Batman. If that was the case, I picked that in the beginning.
Yeah, no. I mean, those are like the ringers. Like you can't really pick them, but
in the first round, we were dealing with Captain Cold, Lobo, and Black Manta, and so many comments were about how powerful Captain Cold is. Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
I mean, this is the reason why I bring this up, because like we were very passionate about the decisions and like how people were commenting and how we were responding.
Yeah, yeah. I had to take a deep breath.
Because, you know, we have Martian Manhunter and Shazam at full power. Those are two of the most strongest characters in the DC universe. So to beat them.
Yeah. And the other thing is in that first format, this was the first time them meeting each other. There was no prep time. There was no nothing. So people kept commenting, oh, we'll just throw fire at Martian Man because that's his weakness.
Okay.
How would they know that?
Yeah, you're right. That was the one issue we had when Batman ended up winning was like, we all know Batman's greatest strength is just being able to prepare and outsmart people. But in this case, he's just a human with Superman.
Meanwhile, we got Owlman who has prep time. You got evil Batman.
Like, yo, that's why I quit. That's why I was just like, I'm not even gonna look at this no more.
Yeah.
I started reading the comments. I heard a lot of dumb things. People thought they were smart. They started writing essays when they were wrong the whole time. I was like, listen, if I had the energy to just write to you and you know, to tell you what it's really about.
It's not worth it, especially since like we're not winning anything.
No, yeah. Like, yeah,
we're getting the cash prize. The
let this be a $1 million fight right here. I would have dressed up as
We've been making videos.
Yeah, so let's get into my next topic, which is the most recent post that we put up on Dudes Talking Comics on the Instagram.
Thanos
which is
looking down at Gamora.
No. It's That was a funny one that I found randomly. But no, the post I'm talking about is the Last Man Standing match that I put up. It's
Those are good 9.
Hey, you put prep time there, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, if you give any of these heroes some time to prepare, I mean, it gives them a little advantage. But let's go over this battle, right? Because let me just go over the people or the characters in this Last Man Standing death match. Mm-hmm. You have Black Panther.
Dangerous.
Captain America.
Dangerous.
Wolverine.
Dangerous.
Deathstroke.
Dangerous.
Batman.
All right, stop.
Dangerous.
And Ra's al Ghul. Dead. Kind of random. Yeah, that one was kind of random, but
he is dangerous though.
Nah, of course. There's all respect for him.
Out of him, you know what he gets the most or some respect just because if you think about without him there's no Batman.
Yeah, he
practically trained Batman for a good amount of time, you know, helped him become who he is. But let's just go over this battle because I'm curious to hear what you guys think would happen because there is prep time. So in my mind, there's going to be a huge battle that happens like later this week. And all these six members are getting together and they have to fight. Fight for what? I don't know. But just only one person can come out alive.
So this is a straight death battle then?
A straight death battle. Six men at once. They got to fight.
Damn.
I'll go first just because I'm more of on the obvious side of who I'll pick. So this prep time. So obviously, you know, Batman has the upper hand. I'm gonna have to go with Batman, not just because of the prep time. It's also because he's the world's greatest detective. So whatever weakness any of these characters have, he's definitely gonna expose them. He's definitely gonna know what they are. On top of that, him being the world's greatest detective and being this smart and everything, he's gonna know where he fits in the whole fight, and if he can manage and who. Who can he go against, and what his body can take?
And now, with that said, like I could see that being true, but the fact that there's five other people who are just as deadly, it makes things not so just clear cut.
I mean, you know, well, I leave it down to the final three. I think the final three. Well, I'm picking the final three, which is gonna be Wolverine,
Captain,
Deathstroke, and Captain America and Black Panther. Those will be the obvious final four, but just the fact that they could just keep going and they got the healing factor and all that stuff, you know, then if it's straight to the death, I for some reason I have Wolverine and Deathstroke last, and I have like Wolverine winning. It's just, I just can't see him slowing down in a long battle, you know.
True.
And
true.
Wolverine's just a beast, man. And he's gonna just go at it, you know. Same thing with Deathstroke too. It's just, I just have Wolverine with the upper hand because of just, he's just a beast, you know.
Well, here's the way I look at it, right? It's a death match. It's a fight to the finish. Mm-hmm. So immediately, I take out whoever's not used to that.
Okay.
So Captain America's not used to killing. Black Panther's not used to killing. Batman's not used to killing. But I think out of all those three, Batman probably withstands the most or mm-hmm. makes it. But Wolverine, Deathstroke, they're both killers. Especially yeah. Wolverine. He's a straight up savage. But the issue with Wolverine is that he's never really been known as the smartest fighter.
Yeah, he's always the first one to go in and get beat up.
Yeah, he reminds me of the Hulk in the way that, especially in Infinity War, he's just a guy that runs forward, throws punches, tries to throw you, and a guy with better technique. Although Wolverine is kind of a martial artist, but you never really see that, right? Am I wrong? Have you ever seen his hand-to-hand combat skills without his claws?
I've seen it versus Iron Fist.
Yeah, but with swords though, right?
All right, let's put it this way, just to sidetrack a little. Out of the six, who's the best hand-to-hand fighter? If there was no powers, right? There's no human abilities, superhuman abilities, one-on-one, who has the best hands or the best, you know, fighting
ability? It's Batman, right? Is that a question? Batman or Deathstroke?
Nah, it's I'm gonna go with Batman.
Now, Deathstroke does have some superior hand-to-hand combat. I always look at Deathstroke as being like the kind of like counter opposite, and as far as like he's a villain of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe similar to Red Hood because of the guns, but I think he's. Red Hood versus Deathstroke, I put Deathstroke ahead.
This is such a complex fight because you got Wolverine with experience, and his experience goes a long way, and all the martial arts that he supposedly learned and whatever, but at the end of the day, he's just scratching people. But we've seen some good fights, and this is just a crazy battle. The only reason why I picked Batman, because I feel like Batman is the smartest one out of everybody here. And yeah. him, I'm not putting hand-to-hand combat in it because all these guys are hand-to-hand combat masters. I'm not putting, you know, super strength, whatever. I'm putting who's the most intelligent one and the one that knows their limits. And I feel like Batman knows his limits more than anybody. I feel like he'll see this fight And I'm not saying he's gonna straight up dogfight anybody. I feel like he's the type that'll back up a little bit or like.
So how would he beat Wolverine? How would he kill Wolverine?
You gave him prep time. So if he has
I'm just asking, like, what would his, based on your knowledge of like Batman and Wolverine, what would be his best options?
He would just have to lure him into, I don't know, something. I feel like it. I feel like he would stop, immobilize Wolverine before killing him. Yeah. And I feel like a way to do that, I feel like you drive a truck over Wolverine and he can't get out of it. If his arms are just laid out.
But he's going to be there forever.
Yeah, so, that's the thing.
But you think Batman, him laying there and Batman having all the resources he could have or all the testing and equipment. This is it goes back to it.
He just smothers his face with his pillow and suffocates him.
he could experiment with him. It's that's what I'm saying.
Seeing Batman and Wolverine go at it, I just can't see him I just can't see him coming out on top even with prep time. Because at the end of the day, yes, he's this elite trained assassin pretty much too. But like you can see him outlasting Wolverine. Like Wolverine's gonna get his shots in.
That's why
stabs to the chest, and Batman's gonna be bleeding out. And even though Wolverine's the first to attack, you know he's not like this like a moron that's just gonna be like fall into any trap. Even though
here's the way I see it going down. I think Deathstroke takes out Wolverine with an adamantium bullet.
Oh,
Right off the bat, he just drops him with that.
Well, and I think if Deathstroke could get that, then Batman definitely has, I don't know, a sword.
Yeah, yeah. But
he could have one.
I think at that point, it's going to be the battle between Batman and either Deathstroke. You know, the thing with Black Panther too, he is one of the most intelligent beings in the Marvel universe, and he does have the resources too. So I'm gonna have to look up like vibranium versus adamantium, like what's superior. Maybe adamantium, but it's those two fighting, Wolverine and Black Panther, would be interesting.
Do they have like history though? They've never like went hand to hand.
I would have to look that up. I don't know.
So TK's picking Batman. I'm picking Wolverine. Who are you picking?
I don't know. For me, it comes down to who's used to killing, who's the killer, and I'll pick Deathstroke.
You know what? Even that, this is already a way better battle than that whole shit DC Graham has.
Well, that's where I was going to get into. I think we're going to have to start our own, tournament. And it's going to be, either, I don't know if we're going to do one-on-one, or it's just going to be last stand.
Could start somewhere.
Yeah, we could start with like one-on-one.
But anyway, yeah, so anyone that's listening, keep an eye out on that on our Instagram page and make sure you comment, and I kind of want to have the comments be a bit more specific and detailed, like kind of give your reasons why, just to make the battle a bit more legitimate, instead of just because anyone can just say their favorite character.
Batman, Batarang.
It's like a game of Clue. They're like, Batman in the Batcave with a Batarang.
Yeah. At that point. Everyone would have to just draw their own imaginations because there's so many scenarios that could happen and so many things that could happen.
That's really cool. Makes it fun.
Yeah.
Wolverine drowned in a pool. Damn.
But hey, man, that's how he took out his son, right? Remember that?
He shoved his face down. Yo, still
in a puddle.
A crazy scene.
In a puddle. That's such a great story, like series, The Uncanny X-Force.
How many did it run for?
It was about 30, 31, 32 issues. But, man, that's one definitely I want to get into eventually. I want to reread the whole series.
I don't know. I feel the type of way that they start, exposing Wolverine's weaknesses.
I guess you kind of have to.
Because he died from drowning. He died from adamantium. So
yeah.
It's just like, I guess it comes down to suffocating him.
Pretty much, yeah.
That his brain can't regenerate or something.
Yeah, but even that, like, I feel like his brain will still regenerate somehow.
Right.
But anyway,
how would that work? Yeah, you're right.
Well, that's what makes him Wolverine. So yeah, that's a good topic. Let's get into our main topic for this episode, which is the Deadpool 2 movie. I'm pretty certain you guys watched it. Is that correct?
That came out.
Well, TK didn't do his homework, so yeah, he's out from this time.
TK episode. Saw it the same day.
I got the insight.
Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh man!
Speaking of the characters.
So DTC is making names already. All right, we're meeting top notch celebrities. Wait, can you explain that? Like how that happened? Because when I saw the picture for the first time, I thought it was Photoshop.
Why did everybody think that? I don't understand. It threw me. You know what it was? Right when you guys said that, you guys weren't the only ones saying that. So I was like, in my head, no way that I'm going to have a picture with them and everybody in the world's going to just think it's edited. Yeah. Oh, man, it was just a rough moment at that time. Because I kept looking at the picture. I'm like, does it look fake that his arm is around me?
Like, dude, you can't fool anyone. That dude's wearing a mask. He's got a Hugh Jackman mask on.
Oh man.
Wait, so you just met them in the middle of the street?
So I was strolling down the street one day And these two guys, they just randomly come up to me for a picture. And I was like, hey, listen.
this guy.
I can't. No, no. I was.
They're like, wait, this isn't Ryan Gosling?
My man. They were like, this ain't George Clooney. So I'm walking, and I think I was listening to Biggie Smalls. Rest in peace, Biggie. Your birthday just
poor little Louie.
Yeah, right.
So I went to change the song, and when I went to change it, you know, there's a split second of silence, and I heard his voice right next to me. He's like 3 feet. He was sitting on the stairs talking to some other guy that his back was facing me.
Oh man, this is destiny. All right,
so I look, and he had glasses on. So I pressed play on the song or whatever, and I kept walking. Took about like 15 paces before I was like, you know, it would be cool. I'm seeing Deadpool 2 tonight. It would be cool if I actually met, you know, Ryan Reynolds and actually got a picture with him. But this guy's wearing glasses, so I've never seen him with glasses on. So I turn around, I go back. I was like, yep, that's him.
That's him. Is that when you caught the Woody?
That's the man of the hour. Yeah, I had to wait like 10 minutes.
you walk over, hunched over. Like, yep.
You got to do the quick flip up.
But I couldn't because it hit my chin.
You're that short?
At this time, I didn't know that the man he was talking to was Hugh Jackman. I was just focused on him. When I passed by him, his back was towards me. So I was just like, yo, man, this is Deadpool. So I went up to him, you know, quietly, like in a whisper way. And I was like, hey, listen. I was just like,
hey, motherfucker.
hey, just interrupt, you know, all of that, whatever happened. And then he was just like, yeah, sure. You know, he's Canadian. So he was like, yeah, sure. We could take a picture. And Hugh Jackman, he reaches out and he was like, I'll take the picture. And I was like, I'm looking down and I'm like, yo, who's this guy trying to grab my phone? I look up and I think I blacked out for like at least seven seconds. And
next thing you know, you got your picture taken and they're gone.
Next thing you know, I'm just there in the corner waiting for just like it to just hit me.
You're telling everyone around you who you met, and everyone's like, no, you didn't. That was not them.
No, what I was thinking.
Psycho.
The next song of Biggie comes out. It was all a dream.
Got him.
What I was thinking about is like ratting them out at the end of the block and being like, hey, Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman is right there in the stairs. Because everybody was walking by them and just didn't notice them. And I was like, That was one of my, you know, first thoughts. I was like, damn, I don't want to go up to him. And then, you know, because of me, I caused a big chaos, you know, a big problem.
Just a huge running. A huge riot breaks out. They have to cancel Deadpool.
And I told him, I was like, hey, I'm watching a movie tonight at 10. And he was just like, he was just grateful about it. He was like, thank you. Thank you for your support. I hope you enjoy it. And I was like, you're damn right. I better enjoy that shit.
I'm paying good, hard American money for this.
And Wolverine, Hugh Jackman, you better come out of it. So.
Yeah, but what's like the odds of that happening? Like,
you know what it was? You know what makes this whole story crazier? Yeah. On the train going to school, I was looking up videos of Hugh Jackman in all the X-Men movies. And I was like looking at the transformations, all the storylines. I stopped at Days of Future Past.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh man, this guy got white like lining on his hair and stuff like that. But anyways, those were inner thoughts, and that happens. Now, what are the odds? I don't usually, you know, meet celebrities and stuff like that. But what are the odds of us or me, like being a big comic book fan, and the two celebrities that I meet are actually playing superheroes?
Man, I don't know what that means.
but
what are the odds of you not telling them that you have your own podcast?
Got it.
Telling him, man.
Yo, I was like, yo, you guys should check out DT.
And then, yeah.
Then they were gone.
Well, for anyone listening, we got a surprise for you. Oh. Here is Ryan Reynolds.
He's in his Deadpool DC costume. Graham.
Yeah. But you know what? That one post got us a lot of traffic.
Yo, word. Like 50 likes. That's the most we ever had.
Yeah. You got some comments.
Yep.
Yeah, like, that's not Angel. Where is Angel?
Right. It's just crazy that he met them and they were so cool about it. And I told them, I was like, you know, what's my fear of like meeting people like that? Like,
what I know,
or whatever.
I have the same fear.
Yeah, like, I don't want that to be ruin my. Because then imagine they were a dick and then you watch the movie and you're like, yo, fuck.
Yeah, that's all you think about. Like, man, he would...
Honestly, at that point, those thoughts came to my mind and I was like, hey, man, if they reject me, they reject me. You get me? Because I understand that they actually living like normal lives, sitting on a staircase, just there in front of everybody. Everybody's walking by. You get me? I would understand if they were just like, hey, I'm sorry, but not now. I can't.
Well, it depends on how they reject you.
Yeah, yeah. If that's the case, I'm cool to.
Security. Yeah,
like, man, I'm trying to take a shit. All right,
yo, my bad.
So we all watched the movie. So right off the bat, what were your initial thoughts about the movie? Like, right to start off with that, like, right out, at the end of the credits, what were your like, how'd you feel? Did you feel satisfied? Were you happy? Were you upset? Were you disappointed?
I thought it was cool. That was it.
Damn.
Yeah, like, yo, like,
good night, guys.
Yeah, like, you know what? I was like going back and forth these last 2 days, and I was like, that was a cool movie.
My ratings went down as well.
Yeah, right. Like,
I gave it days, and at the end of the day, I was like, that was a good comedy movie.
Yep,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Well, for me, there was I felt like, especially the last couple of weeks, the hype for it got pretty big.
Yeah.
Then you started to hear some reviews. You know, people were saying, you know, it's better than first. It's one of the funniest movies. A lot of other things. So I had high expectations. It didn't really match those expectations, but I enjoyed it. Now, do you think it was better than the first one?
I'm still going back and forth. If I would say comedy level, yeah, it was. Action too, but. I'm still not sure. I think it's like in middle. Like, they're still like the same to me. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like the comedy was better in part two. And I'm going to go with the action scene being better in part one just because it was fresh, it was new, and the comedy was fitting into it. I think Deadpool 2's action scenes were kind of blurry. Like, for me, things were kind of blurred. Like, I guess they were switching panels, switching, you know, scenes really quick during the fights that I couldn't capture everything. And especially with the... are we spoiling the movie here? Especially with the Colossus versus Juggernaut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like that happened too quick and they were jumping and... You know, I was like, "Yo, you guys just brought in Juggernaut." Like,
I could see that. They let's just talk about Juggernaut because for me that was one of the better surprises or, you know, pops from the movie was Juggernaut, especially since they were teasing that there was someone big and powerful and that locked up in the basement of the whatever that prison.
Yeah, right away, I was like Juggernaut.
Really?
They did a good job not to like let that leak out, even though there was like some little photos of like even the photos you couldn't even tell it was him, so it was a cool surprise.
Yeah, have you seen the leaks right now on YouTube and Instagram? Like the whole movie's on Instagram and YouTube.
Really?
Every fighting scene and everything. I was like, oh man, that's horrible.
Damn. Yeah. Well, for me the Juggernaut appearance was definitely like an oh shit moment where when he came out, I was like, holy shit, I was not expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
I like this Juggernaut better than the other versions that we got in.
Oh, 100 times.
The only issue I had was like he wasn't really fully powered or as powerful as he's known to be. Mm-hmm. I felt, you know, he did
I did like when he he tore Deadpool in half. I thought that was pretty funny and cool. Mm. But like realistically, does Colossus have a chance against Juggernaut 1-on-1?
How about this? The Juggernaut can go toe to toe with the Hulk.
That's what I picture every time.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Colossus was, even though Colossus was getting his ass kicked, but it was kind of like almost a 50-50 fight right there. He wasn't as powerful, and I was kind of like waiting for him to like just start moving and be the unstoppable force.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that.
But you know what's crazy? Like it that scene really, really expresses a lot of like super, like, the whole motive of superheroes doing the things the right way. And Colossus was able to do better against him once he started fighting dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But Deadpool was, I guess, telling him, you got to toughen up or something, fight dirty. So, right. which I guess was an ongoing conflict in the movie between Deadpool and the X-Men. The X-Men do everything by the book. They don't mm-hmm. kill. So what'd you think mm-hmm. about that? Especially since, I guess, Deadpool was a trainee, X-Men trainee for a bit?
Yeah, they made it a point to let us know. Trainee!
Yeah, because that's the thing with Deadpool. He can never really be a part of a team like the Avengers or X-Men because he's a lunatic.
So, what did you guys think of Deadpool himself in the movie? Did he match everything you expected? Especially off after Deadpool number one.
Deadpool the character itself, even the acting everything was so on point. If anything, it was better than part one. So Deadpool himself. The humor, the action, the character itself was, I personally liked it a lot.
Yeah, well, one thing for me is that I know when I read Deadpool stories, I'm turned off right away if they make them too, I guess, cartoony or comedic.
Yeah.
Too wacky, that kind of takes me off, pushes me away. Right. Yeah, if it's corny, I won't, because I don't think Deadpool's a corny character. I think he can be very serious, but he uses his humor to mask whatever pain he has. So he's a bit of a dick because of that.
Which they did that a lot in the movie, especially after Vanessa when she quote unquote died in the beginning, and he was a lot of humor stuff that he was doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I enjoy about the character of Deadpool. One of my favorite characters was Russell, the Fire Fist. I thought he was pretty funny. He was unexpected.
Surprisingly.
The little kid,
yeah.
When he did the rope, when the Juggernaut came out, he was like pulling himself towards the Juggernaut with a rope.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. He had his what do we call it? The prison wallet.
Oh, where he's shank.
Keeping the
God,
shank.
That's nasty. You see, yeah, but that... it out. That's what made this movie. That's why I see it as a comedy movie. Because there's so, I feel like all the big points in the movie were just comedy. I think one of the biggest points for me was when Juggernaut rips his legs off and then his legs are baby legs.
Yes.
I found it so funny.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the best scenes in there. And
well, that, I was that, just laughing. That really takes off from the first part when he loses a hand, right? Mm-hmm. And his baby hand starts to grow back.
Yeah.
So the part two, the fact that now it's legs.
Mm-hmm. He was short talking.
Yeah, yeah. That was, oh, man. And that's the thing about the humor. The humor was on point that it didn't get too much to that corny level where you were talking about with the combo. And sometimes the combo could get a bit too childish. Yeah. It was just enough that it had me entertained and not be all right, this is a little overboard.
Yeah, well, what's great about Deadpool, which if you know the character Deadpool, which is funny because the other day I was at a bookstore and they had the Deadpool Kills the Universe.
Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Storyline, which is pretty much that, he knows. Deadpool knows that he's a comic book character. He knows he's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he can break the fourth wall and talk to the readers or the talk to us mm-hmm. makes him unique and different. So you get a different experience from him in a movie. And I what I loved, enjoyed him in the movie was his little remarks, or even I guess you could call them Easter eggs, or mm-hmm. when he would say certain things, especially DC Universe things.
It's crazy to get away with that.
When he says, "I'm Batman,"
Yeah.
Like, where else could would you see a movie like that that just makes fun of everything?
Weird that there's no like problem with
no that. And he well let's discuss some of the things that was said. He does say something about Martha, right?
Yeah, he said, "I'm sorry, I'm late. I was in a battle, and we all found out that our mom's names were Martha, something like that." And
yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't he reference to Cable something about Thanos?
Yeah.
Easy on that Thanos.
Yeah.
It's like, chill out, Thanos.
What other kind of Easter eggs were there in the movie?
Said, oh, my
the,
God.
The cameos. So dark,
like the DCU.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of cameos in there, too.
All right, so who did we have?
The Vanisher. What was his name? Vanisher.
Vanisher. That was hilarious. The fact that it was Brad Pitt the whole time.
The fact that it was a floating book pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when it was floating out in the sky, and the whole audience was laughing because we thought it was just a random book pack.
Well, let's talk about that team, because that was the X-Force team, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I was disappointed in that, especially Terry Crews. They made it seem like he had a big part in this movie, but
just like
he only had like one or two lines
in the when he was getting interviewed, and then whatever he said in the plane, and that was it.
yeah. I mean, those were some of those characters weren't real characters, correct? Those were made up characters. Because I don't think Terry Crews' character was real.
I don't think he was real. I think the most legit Domino.
No. Shatterstar. See, I kind of wanted to see him a little more of that Shatterstar, and his unique abilities and what he does.
But we got Peter back.
Who's that?
But we got Peter back.
Peter, yeah.
By the way, the guy that plays that what was his name? I forgot what his name. He's the one that throws up. That acid, something Geist. That's the guy that played it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's him.
Wow. Yeah. See, there was so much going on in this movie. Mm-hmm. You can easily miss some things.
Even missing Matt Damon as one of the bums in the truck.
Man, I did not know that.
No, I didn't know that until I heard about it. That it was Matt Damon and then some other actor with him there.
Now, what did you think of the storyline? Because here's one thing, like, right, because I ended up seeing the movie on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, like, I already was hearing a couple spoilers, but one thing I heard from someone was saying that the movie was okay, but the storyline was too sad. Mm. You know, what'd you feel about that? Because I kind of did notice that, like, the whole love story thing was, I thought it was a bit sappy, but I guess if they want everyone to enjoy the movie, they need that.
TK?
I think they should have stayed with one aspect of the movie. Because on one hand, we got him losing his wife. Then on the other hand, we have a kid that's lost. And I guess they try to be creative to bring it together. But I thought it was just corny. I feel like if it's going to be about your wife and her death, let it just be about that. I don't know. I felt like it was just two different things that I didn't like. But,
Yeah, like, I personally, like, wasn't, like, that didn't, like, draw me in. Like, that aspect of, like, him trying to find, like, his... It made it seem like he was trying to find, like, a different purpose of who he is. Like, you know, and then we have the other storyline of Cable coming in because of this specific character in the future, kills his children, you know, and his wife. So I was more interested in that storyline. So I thought it was a little extra. Was it like terrible? Like, no, but I think it was unnecessary and it didn't have me that drawn in.
Yeah. I feel like the deeper part of this whole story was when Cable actually used his last thing.
Yeah.
To bring back Deadpool.
His last charge. To
go back to his family. I think that was like the best, I guess, I don't know.
No, that was a funny scene because he kept dying or coming back.
Oh, when he kept like dragging it out.
Yeah.
And then there was a point that he stares at the. It seems like he's staring at us in the audience.
Yeah.
And he come, he came back out.
He's like, damn, this takes a long time.
All right, guys, let's take a short little break. We'll get back in a second to discuss the rest of the movie, okay?
Cool.
All right. Where's the milk?
Hey, guys. Be sure to subscribe to Dudes Talking Comics on iTunes. There you'll be able to download our weekly episodes directly to your phones. Also, be sure to follow us on Instagram, dudes_talking_comics. Now let's get back to the talk.
Hola, mujeres. ¿Cómo estás, señor?
You know, I guess Maurice is still in the crapper. Oh, there he is.
Yes. Dropped a fresh one. Feel 5 years younger.
Well, good, because now we got some energy.
How do you lose age?
It's just that good.
You lose age. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you're eating, but yeah.
If I'm getting younger, it's all veggies.
Oh God!
Damn, past that. All right, cool. Let's just continue with our discussion on the Deadpool 2 movie. One thing I wanted to bring up was, since we were discussing Easter eggs and stuff, you had that one scene in the X-Mansion, I believe, where you had Deadpool going around with Colossus. And maybe was the other girl with him?
It was just Colossus, and then she pops out at the end. You talking about when he's in the wheelchair?
Oh yeah, that's another part. Yeah, but there is
X-Men show themselves.
They do. Yeah, they do tease them in that one room where he's asking where is everyone, and you see the X-Men in one of the rooms.
That was pretty. That was pretty cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my point is that you have Cable, which for the average person they don't know who Cable is. His whole story, you know, he does say that his daughter's name is Hope. Yeah. You guys catch that?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a cool part. I was hoping for the whole, you know, father and son thing. But, I mean, we got him saying that his daughter is Hope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's something that could have easily – they could have ran by some. Mm-hmm. Like that Cable is Cyclops' son.
I feel that is more far-fetched bringing up Hope than Cyclops.
I'm surprised that Deadpool, with his many jokes, didn't like throw out like an Easter egg of that itself. Now, even though he doesn't know who Cable is, but like a little Easter egg out there for us fans, that'd be like, oh, I know what he's talking about with Cyclops and Cable.
Yeah, well, especially since when they show Cyclops, they show the young Cyclops. So the fact that he would see his son from the future as an older man would have been kind of funny to watch.
Mm-hmm. But that was definitely a cool moment.
What'd you think of Deadpool in the movie? I mean, not Deadpool. Sorry, Cable.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cool too. Again.
Oh man, did you catch when Deadpool had mentioned that something about the Cable character? How he's not that big. He's only about 5'11".
Yeah, because Cable's like 6'6", 6'7" in the
Comic book. And that I guess he was relating it or. Talking about how when they first showed that it was Josh Brolin, people were like, he's not that big. Like, Cable's supposed to be Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So he referenced those comments from earlier when the movie was being announced.
Oh, look at that. So he was pretty much using what the criticism was about him and pretty much retolling it out.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Cool. In my opinion.
I liked him.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing... Nothing special. Did he use any of his powers?
No, just his guns.
He like, just lights up. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh man, about another reference was when Deadpool said that Cable has a Winter Soldier arm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you catch that? He was like your Winter Soldier arm.
He definitely looked cool. He did look like he looked dope, especially like when he's like shirtless and he's looking in the window and you could see like all the robotics in his body and everything. He did look cool, but there was nothing really special about his character that has me like, oh, I remember this, I remember that, I remember this about him.
Yeah,
he had like no emotion, even though, you know, he came into Deadpool's universe or whatever with one thing in mind, but there was nothing really memorable about him.
Man, when he was talking about the story and they showed the guy that like murdered his family, I originally thought I originally thought that was Bishop.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right? Because
it was like a darker skinned guy with long hair. I was like, oh, are they trying to say this is Bishop? But it turned out it was the kid Russell who becomes a murderer.
Yeah.
So who was like the main villain in this movie then?
Death.
there wasn't really a.
The doctor.
At the end, right? Well, I guess
I guess he was the bad guy, the villain.
Because those mutants were getting abused and tested on.
The Essex would you say the moral, what you got out of the movie was the fact that they made a point to talk about the difference between good guys and like bad guys, and like what the X-Men do, they don't kill, they live by a book.
Yeah, I think the moral that I saw was it reminded me of Superman and Shazam, or Shazam and Superman versus Black Adam, that movie, that animated movie.
Yeah.
And when Superman's like, be stronger, be powerful, something like that, he says, be good. You know, referencing that, you know, it's easy to be bad, but it's harder to be good, kind of thing.
So yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did see that too.
It was the back and forth of Colossus and Deadpool since part one of Deadpool, about you have those moments of being a hero and separates you from everything. And they kept pushing that throughout the whole movie.
Deadpool, he does make a point to say that, like, he there's people out there that need to be killed, taken out. Yeah. You know, that's who he kills. You know, he takes out bad people, which I guess is similar to other characters like Punisher, Wolverine. Who else? Yeah, Wolverine. You know, that's the whole story behind X-Force.
They are the version of the X-Men.
The Uncanny X-Force, at least.
Yeah.
So that's the constant battle for Deadpool, because he knows people are out there that need to be eliminated. And then you have the X-Men with their own philosophy. So it's that constant battle. What'd you think of the character of Domino? In particular, her power.
Use all your imaginary powers to stop him?
The power of luck.
Of luck.
I always thought I thought it was kind of, the character was cool. The power itself is kind of dumb. But whatever.
I think for a movie, it worked. Because you could see her like just avoiding destruction and being killed and killing other people.
I mean, yeah, I guess as like a comic book fan, like we all go into these battles and stuff right away. So it's like, hey, so who could defeat Domino?
Yeah, right? She's unbeatable then.
Yeah. So
How they show her landing on the soft like panda when everybody's crashing down and she just landed like she was going to take a nap.
Yeah.
So she's pretty much unbeatable.
I guess if her power is luck and that she can avoid all this, then.
So
I didn't know much about the character of Domino really before the movie. I've known she's a big, like character with Deadpool, but that's about it.
So she you could pretty much say that she survived Thanos' finger snap because of her power.
Almost like yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She did look cool, though. I did like everything else about her. It's just the whole power thing itself was a little bit kind of like silly, which fits into the whole Deadpool thing, too.
So it ends up that the X-Force team ends up being just Deadpool, Cable, and Domino, right? And
Domino, yeah.
I mean,
Colossus walks out with them.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
And Brown Panther.
Brown Panther.
Brown Panther.
Yeah, you didn't catch that when he called the
driver Panther. Yes. I did Black see Widow, that.
I mean, on Black Widow, when he called Domino Black Widow.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
There was a lot of funny, cool put inside
Black
notes.
Black Widow.
Like watching the movie, I didn't even know Ryan Reynolds played Juggernaut as well.
He did the voice too. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you know, I didn't catch that because when I was reading the credits, I saw that Juggernaut wasn't played by an actor. It was just like an image, a voice of Juggernaut, but I didn't read who the voice was.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Every time I see a character like that, like Juggernaut, like that big and everything, like just like he is in the comic books, I always think about, can this Juggernaut fight the Hulk? Like, yeah, that's always how I compare it to. Like, so X-Men 3, Last Stand, whatever, threw me off completely with that Juggernaut. Oh, man. I was just like,
yeah. Yo, I mean, that movie overall just was a mess.
You know, now that I think of it, there was a couple of cool scenes that I liked. I liked when she killed Professor X. I thought that was a meaningful time, and I think I cried
because he made eye contact with Storm and Wolverine. He did like a little smile.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman looked at him.
Like, oh shit! No.
I think what killed me with that movie, with which is similar to some
old ass Fox. Magneto. Oh.
No, it's always the endings. Like the Wolverine movie, the ending killed me. This X3 movie, the ending was off. Like it just, they start off so well, then just it just deteriorates as the movie goes on. Because in my opinion, the first half of the Wolverine movie was good.
Which one was that? Which one was the Wolverine?
Well, not the Wolverine. It's the original.
Is that the
Wolverine
Silver Samurai? Origins.
No, no. Wolverine Origin. I never saw that one, the Samurai one.
Don't.
The Wolverine. God. Yeah. Oh,
God. It easily could be in my top five worst movies.
There's a few comic movies that I haven't watched because I know they're bad. One is
Green Lantern 3.
The Wolverine. I still haven't seen Iron Man 3.
Skip it.
Oh, please don't.
And what was that one? Oh, the Fantastic Four movie that just recently came out. Oh, I still haven't seen that.
I they were showing that on cable, and I had to watch it because I just needed to see how bad it was, and it's bad. And that's another movie, like the Wolverine Origins movie. It starts off really good. It has like a dark tone to it, and then you can tell that it was just rushed. You can tell. Yeah. As a matter of fact, once you watch it, I want you to hit me up. Be like, I know when it started getting rushed. I'll be like, yup.
You know what sucks about that is that they've destroyed like such a great villain, I feel like.
Yeah.
In Doctor Doom.
It was terrible. It was just terrible.
Man, I would like to see Doctor Doom in the MCU.
He needs somehow. To.
Yeah.
They own the rights now, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. They got Spider-Man and Fantastic Four.
I want Dr. Doom to help in Avengers 4.
I just, X-Men just needs to be, I don't know, man. I don't like X-Men in the movies.
I believe it's just the tone.
I don't like the new one that came out was pretty cool, but then Apocalypse came out. It was horrible. Then the Phoenix Force coming back again. I was just like, yo, I can't deal with this.
You're over it?
Yeah, I was just please kill.
You know what it is, too? It's true what you guys are saying about it, that it's due for a reboot. But technically, it was rebooted with people forget about how great X-Men First Class was. It was like, thank you. Now there's a fresh take to this. You
know? Yeah, so like, they continued that.
Yeah.
It seems to they have continued with that timeline. Anyway, let's get back to Deadpool because I wanted to get into. Now I had mentioned how like beforehand there was a lot of expectations and stuff. One in particular was the post credit scene. I heard a lot of people saying it was the greatest ever.
They're retarded.
For what it was,
I was expecting much more.
I
was expecting some sort of either when I kind of heard that Wolverine was going to be in it, I was expecting like a newer version, maybe to tease him in a future movie.
Yeah.
And it's
the same thing.
It's not even that he was in it. It's that they went back to the other movies and cut out the scenes and took those scenes and put in. It was just, it was so horrible. Like it, it didn't even touch my expectations as the end.
Yeah. It didn't tease anything, right?
I would have been better off if Deadpool, like, I don't know, looked at Hugh Jackman, like Wolverine, at a bar or something, and it ended like that, or some just, you know, quick scene. But this, all it did was go back in time, and then, you know, oh, he shot himself. Ha ha, it's pretty funny. Wait, first of all, how is he going to kill the guy? What, he shot him in the head? His Deadpool that could regenerate?
Yeah, I know.
Like that didn't stop anything, but I didn't want to go into detail about it. But all I'm saying is this, I was not satisfied with what everybody was saying. Like, oh my God, it's the best credit scene. Like, how are you even going to compare that credit scene to, like, Avengers credit scene or all the other superhero credit scenes?
Yeah.
It was like, oh my God.
I think even, for what it was.
Even Adam Warlock was better than that.
No, yeah, for what it was, it was good for what it was. You know what I mean? It's just we were expecting something totally different, and that's what threw us off. So for what it was, I enjoyed it. It was cool. You know, you know what he was doing. He was fixing the timeline, but I was like, damn, I really thought I was going to see, like, maybe a joking version of Hugh Jackman talking to Deadpool. He's like, go ahead and put on the suit, man. You always got to put. And he comes out in the suit, and we're like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, I was expecting something like that.
I was kind of, if it wasn't going to be something with Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, maybe the X-Men. Yeah. Maybe that same universe, that same timeline where they, you know, you can actually see him talking to either Professor X or the team. And that would kind of tease to, like, a future movie. Because I could kind of see the Deadpool series going on to, like, X-Force. Like, him leading the team of X-Force, maybe. Because I could see, it seemed like Cable's on the team now, right? He can't go back into the future.
He only had those two charges. But then again, didn't this girl fix it? All right, that's the other thing. There's a little plot hole there. So Cable said that his time machine thingamajig, whatever, only has two charges. But in that after credit scene, this guy went to like three or four different things. So technically Cable can go back in time in a way or in the future, right?
Well, based on his little device?
Yeah. Because Deadpool went to like three or four different places.
Yeah. People are probably listening to us and probably like, yo, why these guys gotta go so in depth for you?
That's what separates us from the
movie. I know. That's why I don't want to go into depth like that much when it comes to these movies. But
we can. That's the thing. We could talk about that in detail because those are the little things that we see because we're more aware of that. There's other people that assume they know what they're seeing and they come off sounding like they don't know what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's why we're DTC in there.
DC Graham. I was gonna mention
There was one thing in those after credit scenes that it is worth mentioning. That I don't know. It could be. I don't think it's connected to Avengers 4, but there is one little thing that I did notice. And I don't know if you guys have seen some photos of
the wrist time machine.
Yeah, that's the same thing Cable had.
Yeah.
The same thing Cable has on his wrist that Deadpool is using is the same thing that Iron Man, Captain America, and Ant-Man have on their hand.
Man, so you're going to tell me Avengers 4 is going to be about them going back in the past?
Yeah, it is. So Avengers 3 is supposed to be the final act, what literally happened at the end. Yeah.
Now, like, that's done.
Now that was the end. Now they have to find a way to go back in time because they also have to bring all these characters that died. You got Spider-Man that's coming out with his new movie. That what's this guy's name? Jake something? Just
Jake Gyllenhaal. It might be Mysterio.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
So
Jake Gyllenhaal's nice.
I know. So I have no problem with that. He could be the fishbowl head. I don't care.
this isn't a spoiler, but they're pretty much saying that it's Iron Man trying to get his own Infinity Gauntlet, and he's going into certain times to get his own.
And now so TK, you gotta get another Iron Man as the leader movie.
Oh, of course, of course, that's always gonna happen. Iron Man's gonna go with the biggest sacrifice, the biggest.
Iron Man's gonna be Captain America, and I was like, damn, I can't fight that if Iron Man's going to lead them again.
I heard rumors that Captain America is going to be holding Mjolnir. in the movie. So if he, but if I get a,
oh, in the yeah, if he goes back into the past,
yeah,
maybe,
yeah. If I get to see that, I'll be happy. So supposedly, Captain America is gonna go out with his shield and Mjolnir fighting Thanos and everybody, and like giving time for everybody to escape, and listen, he dies or something.
If we see Captain America fighting and my man carries the hammer and he's carrying the shield, tell me not we're all gonna like murk out a little bit, like, yeah,
I'll be like, yo, you got that from Superman during the crossover when he was holding both the shield and Mjolnir.
It will be a cool moment. It will be a cool moment
right before he dies.
They are teasing like them going around either back in time or in other versions of realities to make their own Infinity Gauntlet. And if you look at the pictures, they are all wearing what Cable had in his hand and what Deadpool has in his hand. The same exact time device.
So there's a connection there.
I'm hoping it is. It's just, I can't.
It's hard because we're not talking about just Deadpool and the Marvel, the MCU. We're talking about Deadpool and X-Men and Cable and Juggernaut and all these characters. I know.
Could you imagine being like the executives of Marvel, right? And they're in like the meeting room and they're just like rubbing their hands like, check out what we have here. Yeah. Right? We're going to get the end of Avengers 4. We're going to have Deadpool and the X-Men join in. And that's the future of like the next 20 years.
Oh my God.
For the MCU.
Oh my God.
I mean, that makes sense. I never really liked time travel stories. There's just so much complications and like.
And what's it called? What's it called when comic books do that? It's called something. When you have a good storyline and just to like. And something major happens and then they use time travel.
Bad writing? Lazy writing?
It's lazy writing, but it's called something. The lazy writing is called something. I just forgot what it was, but there's a term for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the easiest thing. It's one of those things that are kind of like cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this happened. Oh, we got to go back to into past.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if there's something crazy happening in a story and it turns out that it was a dream. It's one of those. No. You know?
What movie was that? Wasn't there a comic book like that?
Oh, there's many. I mean, that's the whole story of Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes. It goes way back. I just hope that there is time for
what comic book superhero is that?
Wizard of Oz? You never the powerful wizard?
Is that the Yellow Brick Road?
Yeah. It's
the wizard is actually Doctor Strange.
Oh no.
And yeah, Witch but
Gamora? I just
that's
it
interesting.
Right. Yeah, because even Cable time travel used it right. Because there was a consequence for him doing it.
Well, I guess we'll get more answers once we start to hear more about the Captain Marvel movie. Rumors about Deadpool 3.
Already? What's that?
Not that it's just they're gonna go for it.
Yeah, I could see a Deadpool 3 in a couple years.
That's pretty much the goal, right? With all these superheroes, like at least a trilogy.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get into how we compare this to other movies with our ratings.
Oh.
I'll go first this time. My initial thoughts off the movie was that it was good. It was entertaining. It was funny. I enjoyed the action, but I somehow expected a little more based on the hype.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good movie. I would give it out of 5. I would give it a 4, solid 4. Okay. No, you know what? No, I can't because I don't see this being better than Infinity War.
No, definitely not.
So I would say a 3.5.
Yeah.
Now, in my let me just review the rating system the way I see it. Right, you got 1 star all the way to 5 star. 1 star for me is a movie that was just completely terrible. You didn't really pay attention. You lost interest right away.
Can we say what movie?
A one would be for me would be like the second Fantastic Four movie.
Okay.
Where? Hey. Yeah, with what, the Silver Surfer? Oh, maybe the first one. One of those.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take one of the X-Men's. Well, all the X-Men's.
Damn, even X2. I enjoyed X2.
Why does everybody like X2 so much? I only like X2 because of the Nightcrawler scene. Boom. That was it.
All right, well, you want something then.
What do you want, Lady Deathstrike?
Nah, well, I would have to see that movie again. So that's a one. A five would be like a Dark Knight or Civil War.
Winter Soldier.
For me, in my opinion, there aren't too many fives. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of three and fours. Three is a good movie. It's a good movie. Would you want to see it again? Probably you wouldn't be too excited to see it again. A four is an even better movie that you would want to see again. And five is just something that's, you know, rarely happens. Something that's truly amazing that you will watch multiple times and you want to talk about.
Especially like if it's on TNT and wherever that movie is that you watch it, that's The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a movie no matter when it's on, you're going
to
watch it.
I had to put Infinity War up there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, like we're still discussing it. So,
that's probably one of the few movies that I saw like four times in the movie theater.
Damn.
Oh yeah, yeah.
For me, my rating is a 3.5. I believe I like the first one a little better. The first one I would give more of a 4, but that's my rating.
Like with me, my issue was that I try my hardest to not let the hype like get to me, because then I expect so much and I come out disappointed. And that was my issue, that I let the hype like kind of like overtake and be like, yeah, this is gonna be great. So when I was watching the movie, you know, I was expecting more. The movie wasn't bad. I liked it. I also give it like a 3.5. You know, 3.5. I like it. You know, is that a movie that I'm going to go watch it again? No, but if they give it on TV, I'm going to watch it again. You know, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be so many Easter eggs that I probably missed that I get to, like, watch over and over again. I enjoyed it. 3.5. The trailer at the end, for what it was cool. That also, like, disappointed me that it wasn't what I was wanting it to be. But overall, 3.5 is not better than part one, and it's not in my top five. I need to see where it is in my top 10, which is probably pretty low down there. 3.5.
All right, TK, what's your rating?
All right.
TK. Take out the notepad. Let's go.
Here we go. So Deadpool 2. The expectations were high. Everybody was talking about it. The credit scenes. I'm going to go with the 3. Excuse you? Anyway. I'm going to go with the 3 stars.
Mm-hmm.
Even 3 stars? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with an even 3 stars because, I mean, I had it like around a 3.5. But, you know, when I see the movie, I think about the positive things at first.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mo and I was discussing earlier about, you know, giving time to think about the movie, and since the point we saw the movie to now, I feel like my whole thing changed. And
it's crazy how that happens, right?
Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, my thought about it being like a great comedy movie hasn't changed. And I see that being there, and I see it's one of the great superhero comedy movies, a great rated R movie.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, you know, I feel like the X-Force was, you know, I don't know. They just had it there, and I thought, oh, shoot, they're about to make an X-Force team. At the end of the movie, there's an X-Force team. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of things that I just thought was going to happen, and it didn't.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like the X-Force, they didn't make it as a big deal as far as, like, what they are and what they can do and why they're together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was disappointed with that, too.
Yeah, like I love, I expected so much, but if all those things that I expected didn't happen, then it would have to be something totally different but crazy. And that's why I feel like Infinity War has to be a 5-star movie, just because none of us predicted anything that was going to happen. And with that prediction not happening, it still made the movie crazy and awesome. And that's why with Deadpool 2, there's so many things I was just like, oh man, I can't wait to see this and this. And it was just a comedy movie and great jokes and great cameos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, good. You guys also think that the violence that we saw in Deadpool 1, which was like at that moment, like, oh shit, that's crazy that they're showing that. But then we saw similar violence in Deadpool 2 and we were like, oh, we saw that already. It doesn't have that, oh wow, we're watching this again.
Yeah, but I still enjoyed the action scenes. Like, for me, they were well done.
You know, it's crazy that the budget for this movie was so different than the first movie. And you guys saying that the first movie was better. Mm. And that's just so crazy because they didn't have a lot of money to spend with.
I mean, sometimes less is more.
Mm-hmm. Hey, just sometimes.
Depends what you do with it, you know.
I may not have meat.
What?
Nothing.
You may not have meat, but what?
I may not have Mijnor, but I.
Yeah, man. But
you made me lose my train of thought process. Yes. What I was gonna say about the budget, if sometimes the action is taken away with so much CGI that the whole time if you're watching the action movie and the CGI is really like really noticeable, that's all you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. Like, man, this movie could have been done better, but
it's like watching
Justice
the Matrix Part 2 or 3 when Neo is fighting all those Smiths in the park.
Yeah, yeah. I love the Matrix. Right?
Oh, I love the Matrix. But that CGI was so noticeable. We're like, ew, he's like rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that was like the first slow motion. The Matrix was the first slow motion action scene.
Yeah. It was. Then some other movies started to play it out, though, for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, they still use it, though. Even in the Wonder Woman movie, they had it.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it's used for, like, speedsters, like Quicksilver.
And the guy from the X-Men movies.
There's a rumor saying that he's going to come back as well.
He's on set.
Ugh.
But again, he's on set, but is he that he's back alive? Or
they're just back in
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can't play out. It's so many questions, so much complexity going on. Because if we have this Quicksilver and the time travel machine from Deadpool is present to the MCU, then what happens to this Quicksilver in the X-Men? And then it just gets complicated.
All I say is, in the Russo brothers, we trust. They give Infinity War. So they cannot do no wrong. They have my money. I'll be there.
They have control of your bank account.
They do. I'll be there.
All right, cool. Well, that was a good discussion on the movie. Was there anything else you wanted to point out or discuss about Deadpool?
I'm pretty sure at the top of my head there's other things will pop out, you know, especially with the Easter eggs. But nah, man, it's a cool movie, man. Cool movie. And I'm excited for the next superhero movie.
I hope Ryan Reynolds doesn't listen to this.
Maybe he does.
He's gonna be like, yo, I gave that dude a chance. I took a picture with him and he's gonna talk about my movie like this.
He'll appreciate the honesty. That's what it is.
Yeah, let's just hope he will.
What if you see him again and he's like, yo, come over here real quick. Come over here.
And
come
he takes out his phone and he has like a little screenshot or like a snippet of your conversation. What is it that you said?
Hey,
You gave me a 3? You gave me a 3 out of 5. So with that being done, like, what's the next superhero movie that we should be expecting or excited to watch? You know, it's already the end of May. So what's good? You have the Ant-Man movie coming out in July.
Correct? Oh, yeah. Ant-Man and Wasp.
It's July. And then after that, what we got? Oh, we got Venom in October. Is that it?
What happened to the Marvel movie, Miss Marvel, or whatever?
That's next year. That's like next March.
It's a month. It's gonna be a month or two before Avengers 4 or whatever it's gonna be called.
So it might be like Black Panther was like this year, like February.
I'm excited. You said, what am I excited or expect? Like, what most likely to expect? I wasn't that excited for Ant-Man versus the Wasp. I'm just curious now because I want to see how it's connected. I think I mentioned that in the last podcast, what connection it has or how it links into Avengers 4.
Okay, cool, cool. How about as far as comics? Because
how I did believe Wolverine there's... come back? Oh,
well, what aren't there new number ones coming out soon?
Century.
Oh, that's coming out soon, right?
June or July?
I think the last time I heard was June. There's a lot of comic books that are coming out at number one, which I'm excited about because I get like we all should be excited because there's all like a restart to these storylines. So
yeah.
Century is number one. I could have sworn I said another one. I just don't remember. But Century, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, me as well. Did you guys finish Venomized?
Yes.
I still haven't finished the last issue, but
it's exciting. You should go for it,
dude. You know I blame you, TK.
You're the one that checked. The first comic wasn't that bad, right? In Venomized number one,
it was
interesting, and then towards the middle it got just weird.
Did you guys finish the Red Goblin storyline, or is that still
Patiently waiting.
Goblin, the Red Goblin one is a number 800, so they're making us wait now for that one to come out. So it might be like a big issue, but yeah, that's the final issue.
It's taken such a long time because so many artists are gonna put their covers out there because it's 800.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. That one so far is really good, and that will be number 800 will be the final issue, and we're still waiting for Doomsday Clock to come out.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Man. I got to reread all of those comics.
Yeah, it's been like 2 months.
Man, I know for me, it could be a little overwhelming to like catch up to things. Cause
oh, yeah. So much.
I've been kind of out of the loop in like the main storylines for a couple years. So like, I don't even want to try to keep up since there's so many like reboots happening.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
But this is good that the number ones are coming out because not only we can, you know, start fresh and go from there.
Yeah, anyone can.
So, yeah, anyone that is listening to us, that is trying to jump into comic books, you know, this will be your opportunity to jump on and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely be reviewing them. We'll keep up to date with, you know, whatever the better stories are. So that's something I really look forward to, especially this summer.
Cool.
And hopefully our trip to New York's Comic-Con in October.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, look out for the DTC boys up in MSG. Not Madison Square Garden. Jacob Javits Center.
Yeah. Well, I've never been. You guys have been, right?
Just once I've been. I think, TK, you've gone more than once.
Yes, I have. The veteran. 2012. October 11th through the 14th, 2012.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to plan something for that. We're, you know, we've got that. We have a lot of time to prepare, so something to look forward to.
We'll probably get the whole cast on video together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a table set up inside. If not, we'll have a table outside.
Yeah.
Dude, we should. We should just be like, we should post up across the street, have our own little booth, yep, and like interview people.
We could do that.
We interview like cosplayers or, you know, like.
So what do you guys think about Fuck Off? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, follow us. Unfollow.
Oh, we go there and DC Graham is there too.
Oh, man. And then they do a live battle.
Yo, I'll be dressed up as Owlman. You guys as Maisel.
I guess I'll be Blood of Blood.
Yeah, you're the one that picked them, so.
I was desperate, man.
You're stuck with Blood.
Yo, TK, how many did I go?
Yo, I remember seeing that conversation. It wasn't loading, but like at one point it loaded like, I don't know, like 20 different paragraphs, and I just kept seeing names after names after names. And then all they do was just shut you down, bro. You're just like, no, it's taken.
No lie. I was about to be like, you know what? Go fuck yourself, bro.
I think the way it's being done is it's cool and different, but there's a lot of flaws. So.
No, it is cool. It's exciting too because you get to like see like if your team can like cool. Move on.
Maybe we're just taking it too serious. Maybe we're just too much of a comic book fan that it's like it's just what gets me is the people that go in and think they're like going in and they're like, well, yeah. In the comic books.
I'm sorry, TK, whatever your name is, but Enchantress, who is married to Wonder Woman, what?
Dude, I imagine,
Captain Cold.
I imagine that guy like in a comic shop right now. He probably owns a comic shop. He's like looking forward to this, giving his answer to this. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Our death battles will be much better.
Word, that's it. You know, yes, we're gonna come out. It's gonna be elite stuff.
So when should I do that? Because I'm trying to have like different days for different things.
It's a battle, right?
Well, like Tuesdays, I normally do villains. Like we highlight villains on, especially on Instagram. Wednesdays, I believe I do like famous female.
Oh yeah,
characters.
Fridays for flexing.
maybe Sundays.
What's Thursday?
Oh, throwback day.
Dirty Thursday. Oh.
Oh yeah, we could do it like a Sunday. We could put it out there, and then people, while they're eating their dinner, they could like get their thoughts on who could win this battle and post their comments.
Yeah, but Sunday's for church.
This is church, bro.
Yeah, church for the comic nerds out there. Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. You know what? We also need we need to figure out some sort of logo design for T-shirts.
Oh, we're definitely not going to New York City Comic Con and not having logo T-shirts.
Yeah, well, maybe some fitteds.
Yeah, it should be like TK's crew.
And we can't just get our
T-shirts. Dude, if it's TK's crew and DC Graham jumps us, you're by yourself.
Word, you're the scout. You're the scout.
What? Where's my muscle? Vanishing Man.
There it is. That's the.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. We have a lot to work on, but I don't have any more. So,
Joe, where's the feedback? We need some feedback.
I know. I'm.
I'm about to go to people and be like, "Yo, have you guys heard of DTC? You listen to this program right now.
What do you think about it? Don't be shy. We want to hear people's feedback. If you think we suck, let us know. Like,
yo,
you telling us we suck will only make us better.
Yeah, but, just expect, you know, we'll use that feedback to get better, and then expect a private message on your DM with more honest feedback to your feedback.
Yeah,
a lot of people would get out of FOH.
We did get some feedback on our favorite characters, yes. Which that's interesting because we got some very diverse answers. I feel like. You know, we got some usuals with Batman, Wolverine, but I believe one person said Huntress.
Yeah, that was like I haven't that was fresh to hear a different character.
That's cool. You know, when it comes to that, I never like, you know, I never shut them down or whatever because I feel like everybody should have their own character that they love.
No, everyone has their own that they can either relate to or they think it's cool. You know, I had someone say Gambit.
Yeah. I want to be really thrown off. I want to be like Jimmy Olsen. Like, like what?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Jimmy Olsen, he has a strong work ethic. He's, you know. Yeah. And I think Jimmy Olsen is the, like the ultimate friend zone dude for Lois Lane.
Oh, damn.
Like the ultimate. He's just, you know how Superman has like the negative zone or what is it called?
It's called Phantom Zone.
The Phantom Zone. Yo, Jimmy Olsen is stuck in the friend zone. Bad.
Damn.
Lois Lane.
Dude, we should make a podcast on friend zones.
Friend zone characters. Man, because they're out there. Because even Peter Parker for a bit was friend zone to Mary Jane.
Yo, yeah. Man, he's winning though.
Yeah, but yeah, because he was Spider-Man.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that's what he has. Like Jimmy yeah, Olsen, what is he gonna be like? Yo, check out my camera, 2018 freaking Canon.
Be like, right? Oh, be like, oh crap, is that Joker? Bam.
Yep. Because even Spider-Man's friends, though, it's true. He at least he's got Spider-Man because he's like, damn, she still doesn't like want to give me no play, but
she can still catch Spider-Man. The webs.
Hey, but now that I think about it, maybe wasn't Clark Kent in the friend zone for a minute?
With Lois Lane, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but how easy would it be for Superman to get some Clark Kent just to be like, yo, I'm Superman?
To anyone, really. Yeah. Not just Lois Lane. Like, dude. Like,
even to like guys. Like, what?
Oh, no.
All right. Now, with that said, good night. Okay, cool. So let's shut this down now. I've got nothing else. How about you guys?
I got nothing else. Same thing I always say. Follow us on Instagram, Dudes Talking Comics. YouTube, subscribe. Got some videos that we're working on. And yeah, man, follow us on iTunes, yo.
Shoot, check us out. When in doubt, whip it out. Oh.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Later. Peace.
Damn Oreos.